some legal solutions here, so they're not actually that long, they're just what do you need?
It's often a case of unders and overs. Something you go over with, some under.
I would have expected Mr. Todd to be an over. All right, so I've just appended to these legal submissions my submissions from the last hearing because they, I think, I addressed at that hearing the issues which, the issues for the Hills, which made it this hearing. So what I've done then is just prepare a brief summary and address a couple of other issues, but really defer to my earlier legal submissions. For this, and I'm also mindful of the fact that the panel has heard extensive evidence and legal submissions from a number of other parties who have concerns similar or the same as the Hills. And I don't need to repeat that, but the Hills generally supports those submissions as well. So perhaps if I start at paragraph 5, then I'll just note first the Trojan Harman has made submissions on chapters 21 and 22. And so paragraph 5, through its submissions on these chapters, Trojan Harman is concerned to ensure that appropriate recognition is afforded to and provision made for non-traditional and non-farming land uses in rural landscapes, noting there are numerous activities, for example, golf courses and rural living, which have been legitimately established in and have shaped these landscapes. Landscapes and which contribute to its character, and which for functional and other reasons require a rural location. It is also concerned to ensure that in rural landscapes, non-farming related subdivision use and development is not unduly concluded or regulated, noting there are parts of the rural landscape that can absorb further development, provided any adverse effects, particularly on landscape character and visual amenity, appropriately avoided or mitigated. Unlike ONRs and ONS, protection of these Section 7 landscapes is not mandated by the Act. And just to clarify, Trojan Helmet's interests don't extend to ONRs and ONS if it doesn't own land within either of those landscapes.
Would it be fair to say that their interests are confined to the floor of the white?
Yes, and as you'll be aware, the spatial extent is perhaps we will benefit. Trojan Harmit owns the Hills Golf Course has made a submission of the proposed plan seeking that be rezoned in spoke zoning to enable rural development that is integrated with the golf course and an extensive number of reports have been prepared and lodged in conjunction with the submission, including landscape. And it also owns two other parcels of land adjacent to the golf course land holding, which is seeking a rural lifestyle zone for. So that is, I suppose, that's the context of this submission. And that's the Wakatobi Basin is where its interests lie. And also on my submission, and I think this has come out through submissions and evidence, that the Wakatobi Basin is quite a different landscape to the other rural landscapes in the district and perhaps requires a different or special treatment.
Did you hear the discussion this morning that I had with Mr. Young? I'm not sure if you were here when I had it with Mr. Todd about the matter we raised yesterday with Mr. Goldsmith, that a special planning approach study should be undertaken by the Council of the Wakatobi Basin Floor.
I'm not sure I did hear that aspect of it, but I would agree with that.
You were here.
That's appropriate. And yes, too. So then, 5C, Trojan College is also concerned to ensure that the wording of the proposed plan, including the rural chapters, is carefully considered because words mean what they say. That's the King Salmon case. And related to this, RMA language should be referred to non-RMA language. Trojan Helmet's specific concerns are that, or include, that as notified and recommended to be amended by Section 42A report by Mr. Barr, the proposed plan is unbalanced and that it overemphasises the importance of traditional farming activities in rural zones and related to that the openness of rural landscapes, when in reality the characteristics of land uses within the rural landscape vary widely across the district. Trojan Helmet considers there are other activities that require a rural location, such as golf courses or living, which may better provide for the economic well-being of landowners and the wider community than traditional uses, and which should be recognised and provided for in rural zones. Trojan Helmet considers these activities can be enabled to occur without significantly changing or adversely affecting the character of the rural landscape or its qualities or values. Mr. Brown has addressed this in his evidence, and I think by way of example, the Hills Golf Course demonstrates this. It's a very sensitive development in the rural environment, which enhances the environment. Trojan Helmet also considers the proposed plan does not take account of or provide for the existing rural environment, particularly in the Washington Basin. Rather, it seeks to provide for and protect historic, but in today's circumstances, unviable land uses, such as farming, via a planning regime that does not reflect or provide for the reality of the situation on the ground. This on-the-ground reality is clearly demonstrated by the maps attached to the Council's memorandum, Council dated 29 April. And map 3 in particular of that memorandum illustrates that very little of Washington Basin can be considered truly rural or available for viable farm uses. The only parts of the basin that are generally free from what otherwise appears to be relatively intensive residential activity are the ONLs and OES, and obviously they've got their own special planning regime, and also the Malacan's Valley. The remainder of the basin is, or will be in the future, relatively extensively developed for residential activities. The High Court has confirmed that where, as here, some of the land that is the subject of a plan change is already the subject of resource consents that are likely to be implemented, the planning authority must write a plan which accommodates the presence of that activity. And I've set a passage there from the High Court judgment in the Shadow Park case, which I believe you've had referred to you by a number of other speakers.
Yes.
Already, so I
at least two or three times.
Yes, no doubt. Must be some truth in it then. Trojan Helmet considers that as notified and recommended to be amended by the Section 42A report, writing the proposed plan does not achieve this, at least in relation to the Washington Basin. Use of non-RMA language. Trojan Helmet considers the use of RMA terminology as preferable to non-RMA language, the meaning of which may be vague, uncertain and untested. This issue was addressed in detail in the legal submissions I presented at the Stream 1 hearings, which I adopt and are appended to those submissions. And Mr. Brown also addresses this issue in 5.39 February statements. Now, I note that when presenting her evidence for the Council for this hearing, Dr. Reid also expressed a view in response to questions from the panel that alignment of the proposed plan's language with the RMA is desirable because it ensures what is made clear. And that was my paraphrasing, that was my note taking of what she said at that hearing, but that will be clear from the transcript. Trojan Helmet is concerned that the potential costs of overemphasising the importance of farming activities and not adequately recognising or providing for other existing and future legitimate rural activities has not been properly assessed by the Council. Notably, Mr. Osborne's economic evidence for the Council, which is the only economic evidence presented to date for the Council, acknowledges that it is not a full quantitative cost and benefit analysis in terms of Section 2, stating that was not possible at the time available. The dearth of such evidence was raised by the panel submitted during hearing Stream 1, yet it appears the issue has still not been addressed or adequately addressed. This is problematic for the panel in terms of assessment under Section 72, as without such evidence, the panel cannot be satisfied that the proposed plan meets the tests specified in that section. Mr. Brown has presented evidence which further elaborates on these issues and has also presented a revised set of Chapter 21 and 22 provisions which he considers appropriately recognised and provide for the issues that I've just discussed and that are also addressed in further detail in my previous legal sections. In paragraph 20, I just set out the hierarchy of documents that support Trojan Helmet's submission, that's Section 7B of the Act and Section 5, and also the operative proposed regional policy statements for Otago, and I've set out a couple of policies that are directly relevant. So in conclusion, the proposed plan must, in achieving the purpose of the Act, strike an appropriate balance between all relevant resource management issues relating to the use, development and protection of the district's natural and physical resources as notified, and with the Section 42A reporting officer's recommended amendments, the proposed plan over-emphasises the importance of farming activities in rural areas. Other activities that require a rural location, such as rural living and golf courses, may better provide for the economic well-being of landowners and the wider community in the face of the district's rapid growth, and therefore should also be appropriately enabled subject to location and the appropriate management of potential adverse effects on landscape and other values. Trojan Helmet considers that a district plan regime that balances protection and use and development of all rural resources and appropriately recognises and provides for existing and foreseeable future rural uses is the most appropriate regime to achieve the purpose of the Act. So that was really a bit of a quite so lightly one of the detailed submissions presented at the last meeting.
Any questions? Questions? Thank you, Ms. Holt.
Thank you. So is that the hearing of this chapter wrapped up?
Yes.
Right.
So I am adjourned. 10 a.m. on the 27th of June.